We get things underway by talking about a terrific event coming back to the area from our friends at St. Joseph Healthcare, and it's Commit to Get Fit that is scheduled for the 26th of September, a 5K, a 10K, a kids' fun run, and a lot more. And I could talk about it, but better to let the people in the know talk about it. And so we're joined in studio by the race director, Brad Ryder from Epic Sports. Welcome back, Brad.
Hi, nice to be here, Rich.
Good to have you back with us. And Kerry Capaldo, you are the, I want to get the title correct here, you are the coordinator of the SAFE program.
Yes.
And for anybody who doesn't know, can you talk about the wonderful work that you do?
Sure. So SAFE stands for Sexual Assault Forensic Examiner. And my role is to take care of anybody who's been affected by sexual violence or domestic violence or anything that kind of falls in between. And I help, I'm helping grow this program at St. Joe's.
Well, that's wonderful. Now, Commit to Get Fit, you did this a couple of years ago in 2019. Last year, it was a virtual event.
Correct, yes.
But however you've done it, it's been a really big success.
It has. It's really grown beyond what we really hoped it would be. And this year is going to be bigger than ever.
And I love the idea that it's for everybody, that if you're a highly competitive runner, great, this is an opportunity for you. Or if you're a family who just wants to go out for a little stroll, can you talk first of all about the course and where it will begin and what it will be like and what the options are?
Sure, Rich. We're hoping this really checks all the boxes. For anyone that's never done a race but is looking to get some exercise, we've got that, whether it be a walk or run. We have a 5K distance and also a 10K distance. So not a lot of 10Ks in this area. Mm. So this is definitely challenging. And for the 5K is through a lot of neighborhoods,
yeah,
pavement, road race. But the 10K includes some run right along the Kenduskeg Trail stream, right, which is really, really nice.
And a beautiful time of year to do it. For my money, I've said it before, September, the best month of the year, and May, no better time to be out for a little run or a walk.
For sure. Yeah, the weather has been on our side. We're hoping for a three-peat, so we hope to have some good weather for that. But it's a rain or shine. Whatever it is, we're going to be holding it on September 26th.
Shine. It'll be shine.
It'll be shine.
We'll make that happen. Now, Kerry, the funds that are raised for this, how do you use them in the SAFE program?
We use those in various ways, and we're helping grow the program, so it will help get us more nurses that are trained to take care of this special population. You know, we really want to make sure that we're giving them the best care that they deserve, and that takes a lot of extra training, so we're working on that. My position in this program has evolved out of some of the funding for the Commit to Get Fit. More education in the community. We like to do outreach and education for at-risk groups, youth, homeless population. We help educate community partners, EMS, police, things like that. And we work alongside with Rape Response and Partners for Peace, both at bedside and in the community. So those funds really help us expand those services.
And I don't think it's any great guess on my part that with everything we've been dealing with in the last 16 or 17 months, I have to think a much greater demand for the services you provide.
I would say there's been some ups and downs, but there has not been any lack of our need, that's for sure.
All right, so if people want to get involved in this, how can they sign up, and what is it? What is the cost? What do they need to do to be a part of this?
So certainly the easiest way is just to go to our website at St. Joe's, and from there's a link to the Commit to Get Fit.
I've got it right here. StJoeshealing.org.
See how easy that was?
Even I can do it that quickly.
So all the information for the different races, for signing up, specifics of the race itself are all listed right there.
Excellent. And what about people who would just like to help out, but maybe they don't have the time that day, or they just don't want to go out and do a run? Can they still help out as sponsors or just donate to the cause?
Absolutely. We always need volunteers, and volunteers can be helpers with traffic. But they can also just be cheerleaders, because a lot of these people are out there maybe for the first time, and they need that encouragement to make it all the way through the race.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you mentioned the neighborhood, and a lot of that goes right around St. Joe's itself, the campus there near Broadway Park and,
yep,
and right in my neighborhood.
It's great. For sure. Yeah, little city. Part of our course goes through Hudson University and other neighborhoods. So it's really a great course.
It's fantastic. By the way, you can also get more information by going to the St. Joe's Facebook page as well and find out all about. Is this right? I'm looking at the numbers here. Brad Coffey's here. He can confirm. $150,000 raised? Is that correct?
This year, we've got about $125,000 that we've raised.
Wow. That is fantastic. There's some good people in this community.
There are some great people in this community. We're very appreciative.
Well, that is wonderful. Well, we wish you much success with it. It's good to see you again. Brad, thanks, as always, for stopping by. Say hello to my favorite teacher, your son, Dan.
Absolutely. Thank you, Rich.
And Carrie, great to see you. We wish you good luck with Commit to Get Fit. And if anything, any updates, anything you want to let us know as we get closer, reach out and we'll do what we can to help spread the word.
Thank you.
That's Carrie Capaldo, Brad Ryder, Commit to Get Fit, St. Joe's Healing. It's Sunday, September 26th, 5K, 10K, whatever you want to do. It's a great opportunity for you and the family to help a good cause and get out there and get a little exercise at a beautiful time of year. That is guaranteed to be sunny and I'm going to say about 68 degrees.
Sounds good.
If that'll work. Yeah. There you go. Commit to Get Fit from St. Joe's Healing.